Ain't that something? The one that's going to give you something will elect you. Lyndon Johnson made this remark, and it's the saddest remark I ever heard a president of the United States make. We're going to take from the haves and give to the have-nots. We're going to take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Lyndon Johnson said it. When he was president, we're going to take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Well, you know what that reminds me of? You got two pigs in a pen. One of them's a great big old pig. Mm-hmm. And the other's a little bitty pig. That's because that pig is big. He can eat more than the other one. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he just keeps getting bigger. Well, now, I don't believe in one or two families controlling the wealth of the nation. I don't believe in that. But I don't believe in everybody having to suffer. But I think they ought to work, if they can work. Mm-hmm. And I don't think our government ought to be responsible to see that everybody's fed. Mm-hmm. I think that should be up to the states and the counties and the cities. They should have some kind of programs to see that everybody working. But now the way it is, you just get your check and go and... But I don't know what'll happen the next 50 or 100 years. It won't be the country it is now. Or has been.
Kind of scary.
And another thing is defenses. Just like I was drafted in the Army, World War II. I was drafted, I went on and served. But now what do they do? They try to make me ashamed that I served. I said, well, why didn't you just go do like you do now? Just run off to Canada or somewhere and come back and we'll give you a pardon. Mm-hmm. That's not right. Those people should have to pay. Those people, if this country's not worth fighting for, it's not worth living in. And they should not be pardoned. And God forbid if we ever have another conflict like World War II. With the yellow-bellied people we got now. Mm-hmm. We got to cut the clip. One thing that's caused this is the churches are liberal too now. Mm-hmm. They don't stand pat for what the Bible said. They won't talk about the devil. They won't talk about hell. They just talk about how good God is. Well, God's good, mm-hmm. but he'll punish you for things that you do. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that's got the country in the shape it's in. Anything goes. Don't try to tell that child he's doing something wrong. Let him do his thing. Let him do his thing.
Freedom, huh?
That's right. Let him go in the classroom. Don't let little Johnny, don't let the teacher, don't you correct little Johnny. You let him do as he pleases. Mm-hmm. It takes about two-thirds of the time of the teacher to maintain order, and the other third of the time to teach him something.
That's right.
So they don't get much.